Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
Do you love the outdoors? Do you want to help make a difference for the planet? Then get involved in Collectively Rewilding. Collectively Rewilding is a movement to restore degraded ecosystems and reinvigorate sustainable traditions almost lost by working together. It's based on the idea that we can achieve more by working together than we can by working alone. Sharing the skill sets we have built over the years with each other and providing the community support we all need when there is so much work to be done in finding a sustainable future. To join our community here in Collectively Rewilding, go to www.collectivelyrewilding.com. Let's bring nature back into our lives in a community built for the wild in all of us.
Global government, the mystery school, Agenda 23, chemtrails and geoengineering, manufactured disasters.
We live in a time when awareness about current events and big media deception is critical to be prepared for the events that are rapidly descending upon us. This is Russ from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Diana and me every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. as we expose the truth big media keeps lying about.
Herbal medicine, the globalist real agenda, seen through the propaganda.
Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you there.
I think you should do? I think you should join us for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, where I am always hosting. My name is Felicia DeRozier, and I have two amazing co-hosts.
Cross, the favorite.
You wish.
This is Mariah, the real favorite child.
Oh, sure.
We spend a lot of time learning about the Bible and possibly a little time learning about humility. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah, Mariah.
We air live every Wednesday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10:30. Right now we're going through the book of Romans, but we're going to start moving into the Gospel of John. We're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to learn about living and walking in the Spirit and learning to be a little humble with those that we live with. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to join us. Right, guys?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That party's for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something luck heirs who will let us get away with it.
Hello everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the wiretap, the millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On rumble.com. Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireizer. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show. We'll be right back.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Monday, everyone, TGIM. Another broadcasting week is starting for us. I am not alone tonight. We do have Christina joining us as usual on Mondays. And we have you, of course, if you feel like joining in. The number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone. We will bring you into tonight's conversation. All right, so let's go ahead and bring in Christina.
Thank you, Proof. And thank you, Proof Negative followers, for being here with us.
So what's the word on the street for you?
Oh, I can't get over Travis Kelce's outfit. Did you see it online?
No.
The suit? Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm going to have to send it to you. It is the most hideous thing, and it is just, it was so, I mean, I honestly can't believe it was for real. They, he was wearing a, it's like a silver metallic suit. I mean, it was the cheesiest thing I've ever seen in my life. So I'll have to find it and send it to you. I'm surprised you haven't seen it. Because when you see it, you'll understand. So how's the weather out there?
It was in the high 50s today. It'll be in the 60s after tomorrow.
Okay. So you, well, I know California's kind of washing away in areas, unfortunately. Are all the radio hosts that are out there, are they all okay?
That's just Danielle. Like, I guess she's okay.
Oh, is Danielle the only one out there? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But she's, yeah. I guess it's pretty bad what's happening. Okay, I just found it, so I'm going to.
Hey, I still don't even know what the score was of yesterday's game. That's how much I care.
I gotta say, it was a great game.
Well, yeah, but of course it was rigged. So it's.
I mean,
and
boy,
to be honest,
I don't know.
I don't. To be honest, they don't tell the players. The referees are the ones that fix the games, because no one's going to question the referees. They'll question the players. But that's how they get away with it. So the other team would have to be so overwhelming that they can't override it.
Yeah, I don't know. I do think that sometimes, but I don't know how that game could have been rigged. Maybe, I don't know, maybe so. Maybe they wanted Casey to win. I have no idea, since they've got Pfizer boy, you know, on that team.
Well, they also have George Soros, who spent $900 million on the Taylor Swift catalog.
Yeah, and I made a post last night immediately after. I could not believe the commercial that Pfizer showed up with during the Super Bowl.
Oh, they put a commercial on it? See, that's how much I don't even know. See, without watching the game, without looking at one score, I heard it went into overtime. I didn't know that.
Yes.
But
yes.
I don't know the score. I'm just guessing, and I meant to say this. I saved it all day. All day. I didn't look at any score. I read nothing about the game. I'm just going to guess. The Chiefs won by 3 points. Am I right or wrong?
It was 3 or 4. I'm trying to remember, because it was 3. It was 3. And
I told people that, yes, on Saturday. Why am I going to watch the game? The Chiefs are going to win by 3 points. I stand on my record. I don't care one iota about the game.
So how did you come to that conclusion?
Because the sports books had the Chiefs -3 as of Friday, so I just said on Friday, okay, well, if the sports book has the Chiefs by 3, they're going to win by 3.
Interesting. Well, yeah, the commercials are disappointing anymore. The last few years, the commercials for the Super Bowl, you know, it seems like they used to be much better, but they're not anymore. And the one that Pfizer did, I just got so mad. I'm sitting here and I'm watching this and I'm like, oh no. Oh no, they're not. And sure enough, it was Pfizer. And they're talking about this new, you know, solution they're going to have for cancer. And I'm like, there it is. They just created the mRNA cancer gene therapy for all the cancers they've caused with the COVID gene therapies. And, you know, it's just going to be another one that's just going to continue to cause even more problems. But literally, Moderna has just also announced that they have a new mRNA gene therapy for cancer. I mean...
And then they'll try to make everyone take it. Watch.
This is ridiculous. I mean, these companies, I'm sorry, but they all murdered and maimed people. I honestly, if Fauci, Barrick, let's see, Fauci, Barrick, and obviously there's other ones, but those two people, if you know what, if they didn't exist, none of this would have happened. COVID wouldn't have happened. The virus wouldn't even be out there. I mean, I don't understand why people can't figure that one out. So, very frustrating. It's like, put two and two together. None of this would have happened if it wasn't for them. So, they were they started it all. So, but I wonder where Fauci is. I don't know if he's still being questioned. I guess I need to ask that question. Where is Fauci? Very curious.
I think anybody even remembers Dr. Fraudy. But there's still scam wearing, though. It's funny. I went out to a few stores, and you still see about 15 to 20% of the public scam wearing.
Yeah.
I just want to go up to people so bad and ask them why they're scam wearing. And if they say COVID's, then it's not true, because even Dr. Fraudy said that they made that up.
Yeah.
So even he admits that scams are fake.
Yeah, no, I think people, like I told you, I think it's sort of one of those things to where people hide behind it.
Yeah, that's
true. So,
they don't want anybody to talk to them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this whole thing has created a whole new category of a human, I think.
Well, they're not scared of anything. I think maybe they feel empowered that nobody knows who they are. I don't know. Maybe people won't talk to them.
Right. Yeah, I don't know, but boy, there's quite a bit that's happened, obviously, this past week. So I guess I tell you what, there was one good commercial. I was shocked because there was a little bit of politics going on, but not the halftime show and all that. There really wasn't any. I was,
you know, curious to see if they would try to pull anything, but there wasn't. They even had, like, gospel stuff in the beginning of the Super Bowl singing. So I thought, wow. But Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had a surprise commercial during the Super Bowl. So he actually had one, and it was good. It was pretty cool. So that was a complete surprise. So did you look at the outfit yet? I sent it to you.
Oh, did you? I was uploading some clips.
Oh, okay. You're going to have to open it and look at it.
And just so the world knows, I have less than 0% interest in any of this. I'd rather watch some paint dry than look at this. All right, so you sent me a YouTube to watch in the middle of my show.
Oh, well, no, it's just I'll try to get that. I don't know if I can get the – let me see if I can get a picture somewhere.
All right, hang on. I'll watch this stupid thing.
You just got to look at the suit.
I wouldn't have noticed it, but I don't care either, though.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's just, it's just so hideous. It's so hideous. So I just, it was, I don't know, pretty bad. And he took, the other thing too, that a lot of people, I don't know if you've noticed the post on Facebook, but he bumped the coach, KC coach, pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit, to me, it was a bit disrespectful. So, I don't know. I just, I'm not sure what Taylor Swift sees in Travis Kelce. Don't get it.
They see money. That's what they see.
I guess. They both have money. Yeah, that's true. But I'd be afraid he'd be violent.
It's funny, though. I rarely watch the Stupid Bowl. I sell baseball cards as a side hustle. Barely watch any of that.
Yeah.
I think I watched one Stanley Cup game last year when the Golden Knights won the series, the Stanley Cup. The World Series, I think I watched one game, possibly. We went to Chili's, and I watched the game there because – at least to his two teams, the Diamondbacks and the Rangers, that don't make it that much. I might watch that just because it's interesting to me. But in each sport, I have a handful of teams that I'll watch. And if it's not one of those teams, to me, it doesn't exist.
Oh, that's good. I mean, I don't really watch football all year long, but I, depending on the teams that are in it, because it was Kansas City, that's pretty much the only, I went to school in Central Missouri State, which is up by Kansas City.
Yeah.
So I was always around that, you know, Kansas City and that. And so that's kind of why I watch.
I can't watch a game just for the sake of it being a game. I have to actually be interested in the teams. So if it was the Yankees Cardinals, I have no interest.
Yeah.
Red Sox Giants, I have no interest. That's just how it is.
Yeah. So is there any team you'd watch?
My football team is the Jaguars. I never had to worry about watching the Super Bowl with them so far. For baseball, I'm a Cleveland Indians fan, so I watched in 2016, and I figured that the game was fixed and the Cubs would win the series before it started. I was on air during the 2016 World Series, and the game was in the bottom of the ninth inning when my turn to be on the radio shut down for the night. And the Indians just tied the game in the ninth inning, and it started raining right when I got off the air. And I said to myself, well, if there's a rain delay, not that they could fix a rain delay, But I figured, well, there's a rain delay. That means the Cubs are going to win. I didn't even turn the TV on. I just went to bed. And I woke up and found out the Cubs won. No.
Yeah, I think most of everything we experience these days, unless it's like right in front of us, you know, right with us. It's also, a lot of it is theater. I mean, it's just hard to believe anything anymore.
Technically, the sports are legally allowed to fix whatever games they want to fix. That's within their bylaws. So, but they can't tell the players, though. They would have to fix the games without the players knowing it's fixed. So that's
yeah.
how they thread that.
Yeah, because there's too many of them. I think that there's no way they do it, you know? So.
Well, at the end of the day, if it's a baseball game getting fixed, you still have to hit the baseball, and there's no guarantee that you're going to hit a home run or strike out. There's no guarantee
right.
on that. So
right.
all you can do, there's certain things you could do, like you could call balls and strikes a certain way. You can call people safer out, but there's no hiding the fact that somebody hit or did not hit a baseball.
Right. Very true. Yeah.
So
yeah.
other
so.
Sports, you can have fouls and you could take plays away, but it's hard as a baseball that obviously if somebody strikes out, you can't say that it was a ball and not a strike. The guy swung through it and didn't connect. You can't hide that.
Yes.
But
Barry?
you can call fouls all day long in basketball. You can call holding on almost every play in football.
Yeah. Yeah, they had. Yeah, there were a couple of calls last night that, you know, could have been questioned. So, I get what you're saying. So the let's see, Moderna launches. So had you heard about Moderna launching the trials for the new mRNA cancer injections?
No.
Yep. Get ready, everybody. No telling what they're going to release with this one. But basically, Moderna, which, you know, Moderna is Fauci's baby. So I don't know. I need to look up and see. I mean, I'm sure he's still connected to it, no doubt. But it just said drug giant Moderna has launched a new clinical trial for an experimental.
Sure, he gets royalties regardless.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what a lot of people don't know. I mean, they don't want people to know. They don't make that public knowledge. People don't realize that he made money off these shots. And it's, you know, that is conflict of interest big time. That is allowed. I mean, in the industry, these are the things that need to be shouted out there that people need to know about. So many conflicts of interest in medicine. And you know. Because you know, no, I would think, I mean, maybe people are stupid enough to still do it, but I would think people with a right mind never go for something like that if they knew about the conflict of interest that existed. So it's...
Well, they're not going to do COVID gene therapies again, but if it's something else, they'll line up for it.
Well, and especially, yeah, I mean, look, they're saying cancer, and we know for a fact there have been numerous physicians say that the cancer rates have gone ballistic the past few years. And
what else happened the past few years, you know? And it's not the people that had the virus who, you know, are having increases. It's the people that took the gene therapies. And duh, I mean, that's not that hard to understand. Your cells, your genes, you know, they're related when it comes to cancer, rogue cells. So, but it says the trial, which is taking place in the UK, will involve injecting participants from vials containing the same mRNA technology that Moderna used in its infamous Wuhan coronavirus vaccine. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Unbelievable. Oh, a new therapeutic to help their bodies recognize and fight cancer cells as part of a global trial known as mRNA-4359. Wow. Unbelievable. The shot is safe and effective. Where have we heard that before?
They're still pushing safe and effective, huh?
Yeah. Safe and effective at treating melanoma, lung cancer, and various other solid tumor cancers. Now, how can they make a statement like that when this is an experimental vaccine? How can they make that statement? They have no idea. I mean, we just got to use logic, people. Makes no sense. The mRNA technology in the vials will present common markers of cancer tumors to patients' immune systems. It will help to train patients' immune systems to recognize and fight cancer cells while also potentially eliminating cells that suppress immunity. Whereas the COVID-19 vaccines trained immune cells using mRNA of a protein on the outside of the virus, these experimental mRNA cancer immunotherapies incorporate mRNA of common marker proteins found in tumors. Oh, boy. Next thing you know, they're going to make freaking cancer contagious.
Well, remember with the... The Gardasil, wow. They tried to say that was contagious.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been one of the most disastrous vaccines. What's even scarier is it says dozens of new mRNA shots are in the Moderna pipeline. Oh. So this is why we're getting no justice. I mean, this is just all planned. They're rolling this stuff out, whether it, you know, is safe or not.
Well, everybody knows they're getting ready to drop Brandon off.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't believe. I mean, the fact that they said he was, you know, too far gone to stand. I mean, that whole thing about those documents. It just.
But they're still going to go after Trump for having documents as president. But it's okay,
yeah,
if Brandon has them and he's not president.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then there was another thing. So, you know, they passed the, they somehow pushed that bill through for the aid for Ukraine. And what that was supposed to be, I thought, for the border, of course.
Yeah, so what they did was they took it back. They canceled out the border money, and they sent it back. And they added a rider stating that if Trump declines this, and stop sending aid to any of those countries that he could be impeached for it. And then they passed it.
That's what I was going to bring up, because that's what the Epoch Times, they did a story on that. And I was like, you got to be freaking kidding me.
It creates impeachment.
Well, Congress
risk.
Says.
I mean,
Congress says that's also dead on arrival.
What's
dead
on
arrival? Look at how hard they're trying to fund other countries.
I mean, it's crazy. They're not taking care of their own.
No, that should be blatantly obvious.
$95.3 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan. I mean, that is just unbelievable. So would is what if RFK, say RFK wins? Is it going to make him, is he going to be at risk as well? Because
yes,
he's going to stop the war too.
Uh-huh.
So what
yeah, anyone
that
stops
us?
The war.
So that tells us that the Democrats are freaking, I mean.
And the rhinos. Don't forget rhinos.
Yeah, they're war lovers. I mean, they thrive on war.
But what I don't understand, though, is why can't Congress stop funding it?
Yeah, because there's not enough
why
people
to
vote
against
it.
Trump? The Congress should be the one stopping the funding on this.
Yeah, very true. I mean, I guess they could, right? Once Biden's gone?
But will they is the question.
This is crazy.
So did you listen to the full interview with Putin and Tucker?
I think I heard the full one. I don't think I missed anything. I could have.
2 hours long. It's just so hard sometimes to sit there and listen when they're when their interpretation involved. But
right.
And I just wonder how much. I mean, I do think. I don't know what to think about Putin. I mean. I do think he's more in line. I mean, the fact that he doesn't go to Davos. And some of this, I mean, a lot of things he talked about, I can believe him. I can believe that they did that. And like you said, it's the CIA that's controlling everything.
Yeah.
I know that even Kennedy admitted that he was who was he talking to? I'm trying to remember now, but yeah, he admitted that basically Putin was right in a lot of ways. But he said it doesn't make it okay. He said he did not have to go about things in the way that he did, but he said. He said, you better believe that the U.S. is responsible for why this even started. And he went into detail explaining how we were responsible. You know, it's the NATO thing. It's like, as usual, I mean, it's just like we've had the double standards passed since Biden's been in. The double standards have been, you know, hideous. And it just goes to show, yeah, absolutely, they're going to lie. They're going to go back on their word. I mean, it's sickening. It's embarrassing. That the Democratic Party is just, that they are as bad as they are. I mean, it's truly disgusting. I don't know how anybody want. I don't know why anybody would want to align with it now. It's crazy.
Well, you still got the white liberals. They could do no wrong.
And like they said, we've got to quit calling them freaking liberals. They're not liberals. You know, they're the farthest thing from being liberal. Ugh. And I can't. I can never listen to Karine Jean-Pierre. I just have to turn her off. Like, it's This is so frustrating.
Well, nobody's more liberal than the millennials and liberal person on my cartoons.
Very true. Very true. But, hey, the Supreme Court ruled against Biden administration 9-1. It was a unanimous decision. Did you see that?
No. What was it?
So the Biden administration was trying to make it to where they were trying to say that basically federal agencies should have, like, immunity. People shouldn't be able to sue them. And the Supreme Court came back and said, you're absolutely wrong. The federal agencies can be sued if there is a reason to be sued. So they were literally trying to get it to where these federal agencies had immunity. Isn't that something? And it has to do with what they were doing with, I think, a lot of our credit reports. There was something that the Biden administration was doing with everyone's credit reports. They were having things on there that they could see, that the federal government could see, but that you yourself, the person that they're looking at, was unable to see. So they've done something wrong, and they were trying to basically get immunity because I think they know that they're probably going to get sued. But so it's good to know that the Supreme Court actually, you know, ruled against them. So that's going to allow a lot more lawsuits to come into play, which is kind of good. And it looks like that Fannie Willis has a good chance of being disqualified. Do you think it'll happen?
They might take her off the case, though. They'll try to find somebody that will take over. You have their governor, Brian Kemp, who's a never-Trumper. He agrees that Trump should not have presidential immunity or anything.
Okay, then what about all the other freaking presidents that have it?
Well, they should, because they're not Trump.
This is just crazy.
That's why it's okay for Brandon to have classified documents as a senator, but Trump can't as a president. That's
right.
Because he's not Trump.
Yep. Hypocrisy at its best.
That just gets me how they're trying to write bills now tailored to that if Trump gets in, he can't do anything to stop liberals. And they think that it's going to work.
Yeah. They're that stupid. I mean, their ignorance is just... it's pretty amazing the level of ignorance that they have.
But I don't know if it's necessarily Trump. I think it's us. I just think it's obvious that when they say they hate Trump, it means they hate the American public.
Yeah. Well, obviously. I mean, look at what they've done to us. It's, and I mean, it's just, when you watch Biden talk or Kamala Harris talk, it's truly hard to believe that they are in the positions they're in. So, pretty scary. Pretty scary. So, but I don't know. I hope that this next election somehow is not rigged, but it's like, is that a possibility? I mean, what would have to take place before we actually have a fair election?
I think that we as a nation pretty much have to. I don't think we're at rock bottom yet.
Oh no, yeah. Obviously it could get a lot worse.
It has to get much worse.
But these illegal migrants that keep coming in, it's just I don't know what to think. I mean, did you look into the thing with the church shooter, with Joel Osteen?
Was that the one with the transgender that allegedly said that they're a woman?
Right. Well, according to the report, physically, the coroner said it presented actually as a woman. But what it was is she was pretending to be a male at times. But physically, she was a woman. And supposedly on the butt of the gun, they had a Palestinian sticker or something. The sad thing is she had a 7-year-old child with her that she was using as a shield.
Oh, I saw that. Okay.
And that's sad because the 7-year-old child got shot and is in critical condition and they don't know if they're going to make it. They got shot in the head. So that's super sad. I don't know, because they haven't released it yet, whether or not she shot the child or if the ones that, were trying to stop the shooter, if maybe one of their bullets accidentally got the child. So, but I don't know where this child came from, because in the report it said that she had the child with her in the car before they, came in. So that's all pretty much that was said about that. So I'm sure more will come out, but these things I'm sure are going to happen because they're going to, typical for an election.
Yeah.
I'm sure things are going to get much worse the closer we get. Still waiting for a new virus to pop up. You know what, though? I really don't think people... there would have to be diehard evidence that if there was something out there that it was just making people drop over dead, because I don't think people are ever going to shut down and go through again what we went through. I think pretty much I would say that 75% of the people are back living, the normal lives, and there's no way that they're going to go back to what they think that they can get away with. Could be wrong. But hopefully not. Okay, what else was I gonna... I had to tell you again, the berberine is still helping my mom. This morning. Yeah, see, this morning she said when I got up, I checked my blood sugar. She said it was 93. I'm like, that's great. So it's, there's something about it. It can even help with digestion from what I understand. Yeah. So imagine that. A natural product that can help people with diabetes more than any pharmaceutical out there. Oh. If people only knew. I know I was listening to Dr. Let me get back to it. Where'd he go? Oh, shoot. He's such a good pediatrician. Let me get to my history. I'm sure you've heard of him.
Well, where did he go? There he is. Have you heard of Dr. Paul Thomas?
No.
Oh, so you're not aware of him. He is a great pediatrician, and how do I say it? He's one of these that he woke up a long time ago and saw the negative side of, you know, the medical industry. But he just put out a short video I shared on Facebook. He said, I never thought I'd admit this publicly, but he tells in about 8 minutes, he explains how if he had the chance to go to medical school again, he wouldn't do it. He said, don't get me wrong. He said, I'm glad that I had the training because it did help me to understand, you know, things about the body that you're not going to understand. It's just a layperson, you know, not doing the studies. But he said, would I do it again? No. He said, I would go through probably like naturopathy school or something like that. Because he said it's just very sickening what the system has become. But he's a great pediatrician, and he's out west. I think he was out in Vegas or California one. I'd have to double check on that, but. And I don't know. I think he quit. I think he finally retired in his practice, if I remember right. I'm not positive about that. But no, everybody looked him up. It's Paul Thomas, MD, on YouTube. And he just, if you want to get some good information about children's health and some good direction, he sure has it. So, very sweet gentleman. But one thing that I forgot to mention earlier when I was talking about the Super Bowl, you know, of course, they kept showing glimpses of Taylor Swift up in her booth with all her friends. And, you know, it's just kind of, well, I'm not a drinker, so maybe I'm too ridiculous about this, but you know, she has so much influence on young people. And the fact that they were showing her up there, there was one view where they showed her up there and they were like putting down, I guess, shots of something, you know, drinking. They were all drinking down their shots. And I'm thinking, really? Is that what we need to be, you know, showing? I'm just like, why? Why, you know, why do we need to see that? Why do you need to show that to young adults, you know, kids, especially the kids that follow her? Because those kids that aren't old enough and they see something like that, oh, they're going to think it's cool to drink, you know? So maybe if they started holding... They should, though. I mean... In one sense, you know, somebody like that that has so much influence on people, I think they should be held responsible when they're behaving like that. I mean, they want to hold everybody else responsible for things, but what about these people? It's a country without morals anymore, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Very sad. Very, very sad. Oh. I was going to ask you, because I know music. What has Sammy Hagar been up to these days?
Well, you realize he's like 70-something years old.
Is he 70? Okay. No, I wonder where he...
is with all of this stuff that's gone on the past 3 years, 4 years.
I wonder what he thought about it. I would hope he wouldn't have fallen for it, but I don't know. So many did fall for it that I thought wouldn't. Especially like Jimmy Buffett. Dang. I mean, that one. But then was it you telling me about his past?
What about it? I don't remember.
Somebody was telling me how Jimmy Buffett used to be really like that. Wasn't he like kind of a drug pusher or whatever back, or dealer or something?
It wouldn't surprise me, but I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, who was telling me that? Cannot remember, but I was like, dang, I didn't know this about him. You know, it was when he was younger and stuff, but they kind of were saying he was responsible for some things, and I'm thinking, wow, had no idea. A lot of things we don't know out there, but on the Tucker Carlson interview, I thought it was kind of funny. It seemed a little uncomfortable when he brought up the guy that Putin's holding, I guess was a reporter. And Putin said, I guess basically that he's considered him a spy or something.
Oh, okay.
Did you see that part? And Tucker asked him, it was towards the end. Tucker asked him if he would, you know, be willing to release him.
And
Putin basically said no. I mean, you know, Tucker was trying to say, well, he was trying to explain how what has happened didn't really prove he was a spy. You know, it's like he can't help the information that comes to him. But Putin was like, oh, no, he, you know, there's proof he received that information and then maybe, I think, told somebody about it or something. So, but he was pretty stern about it. So, but it was kind of comforting to know that, like Putin said, he doesn't want war with us. I mean, Putin really didn't want war with anyone. He just...
No, they usually don't. You
know, yeah, and he...
They don't have anything. They're not looking for anything.
Yeah, I mean, he was just... I mean, he was talking about how basically the people were being mistreated, and he was talking about how that... Zelensky is, didn't he say he was a neo-Nazi?
Well, all of his people, not all of them, I guess, but a lot of them have, Nazi tattoos and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, he was serious when he was talking about that. He explained a little bit about that. And, I mean, I don't know how they justify sending. They're never going to win that war against Russia. They're not going to win. So they're just throwing money away.
Yeah. They're
crazy,
not supposed to win.
Right. And I think, is that the one I was reading about? Is there oil fields or something out in the water near there? No, that's Israel. I think I'm getting them confused now. The two different things I was reading about, but it seems like, and this is the part where it's hard to know. I mean, you know, you sit there and listen to the interview, and Putin sounds sincere, but honestly, some of what he says could be propaganda too, because you have to wonder, they say that obviously the Russians are in support of Putin. And you have to wonder, but I mean, I like the fact, I like where he stands as far as like, you know, a man is a man, a woman is a woman. And, you know, he sure seems to have more morals than our freaking president. I mean, I'm still in awe that he had a freaking transgender flag hanging from the White House.
Well, why are you surprised? It's not like Brandon does anything. You know, they could do whatever, and he wouldn't know.
Very true. Well, that's true. I mean, yeah, obviously Putin even said that. Biden didn't know what's going on. He's just there. He said he's not controlling anything.
Yeah, doesn't know, doesn't care.
Right. I'm looking at the link you sent me. What is that?
Oh, I was going to bring that up since we were talking about music.
Yeah.
So
Rock and Roll
Hall of Fame. The new Hall of Fame, I can't think of the right nominees are that was announced over the weekend. So I was going to see if you would vote with me while we're on air.
Oh. Sure.
So I'm going to vote, and I'll read the nominees in just a moment here for this year. The nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year are Lenny Kravitz, Foreigner, Jane's Addiction, Ozzy Osbourne, Eric B. and Rakim, A Tribe Called Quest, Sade, Kool and the Gang, Mary J. Blige, Sinead O'Connor, Cher, Peter Frampton, Oasis, Mariah Carey, and the Dave Matthews Band.
Peter Frampton. Oh, my gosh. It's been a while since I've heard that name. Jeez.
So if you would like to take part, I'm voting for the first time right now, and I'm done.
Okay. Sign in with Google. Okay. All right.
So let me know who you voted for.
Okay.
And I just got my confirmation email now.
Okay. Oopsie.
Here we go. All right, I'm done. I confirmed.
Okay. I sent you who I did.
Oh, you could share first. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Peter Frampton. I loved him.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. Nope.
Go ahead.
I don't think, I mean, I, you know, some of these are, they're too young. It's like, sorry. No.
Well, talk to
Maybe.
Me. Who else? You got five.
I like Lenny Kravitz.
Okay.
Jane's Addiction? Is that a new band?
No, they've been around for, 30-something years? They have a song called Big Hawk Stealing.
Okay, I need to... Song. Okay. Dave Matthews Band was good. I mean, you know, as far as Cher, you know, I loved Sonny and Cher. But I'm not crazy about who she's kind of turned out to be. I'm not sure about, I don't know who Oasis is.
Let's see, they had Wonderwall back in 1996-ish.
Okay.
And a bunch of other ones. I'll let you know I voted for them.
Oh, for Oasis?
I don't want to alter your vote whatsoever here, so I was waiting for you.
I gotcha. Now, I wonder, I need to listen to them, because I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to have to pull up the band and listen to some of their songs. I just don't know if I know who they are. But obviously, I know Ozzy Osbourne, Cher, David. I'm just not familiar with Oasis and A Tribe Called Quest.
That's and my Eric, favorite rap band ever.
Tribe Called Quest?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then Eric Rakim? I don't know who that is either.
B and Rakim, yeah, they were a good duo in the 80s.
Okay. The rest of them I'm familiar with. Except for, like I said, Jane's Addiction. But like I said, once I listen to the songs, probably I will recognize them. But Sinead O'Connor, did she just pass away this last year? Was it?
Yes, that was her.
That's what I thought. When are you wanting to play Broccoli Man?
Oh, after you vote.
Oh, I already voted.
All five?
Oh, you're supposed to vote for five?
Yes,
oh,
that's
gosh.
What I'm waiting
okay.
for.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. When am I going to do five? All right. It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm going to do Lenny. Come back tomorrow to vote again. Oh. Okay, so I can't vote for five tonight, I guess.
You should be able to.
Thank you for casting your vote. Come back tomorrow to vote again.
You put five in already? Because it says you can vote up to seven times in one email.
That's weird. That is very weird. What the heck? Voting history. Yeah, I just have two on there. Is it because I'm not a member?
I'm not a member.
What the heck? Yeah, it just says come back tomorrow to vote again.
Tell me who your five would be. We'll just we'll go that way.
Oh, okay, let me go back. Oh, well, if I can get back to it. Oh, wait, here, I think they have them listed. Come on. Okay, here we go. Okay, so Lenny Kravitz and Peter Frampton, I already did. probably Foreigner. I mean, they were such a, that's a band from my high school days, obviously. Who else? I would probably have to say Cher. So is that four? And then one more. And I would probably have to say Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay. All right. Well, my five were Oasis, Foreigner, Lenny Kravitz, Kool and the Gang, and Peter Frampton.
Oh, okay. Well, we got, I think we did three of the same. So, total votes, 400 and almost half a million.
Oh, let me see where the, I meant to see what
so
the voting
far,
is. Like, who's number one right now?
Ozzy.
Yeah?
Yeah, Ozzy. Second is Peter Frampton. Third is Foreigner. Fourth is Dave Matthews. Fifth is Cher. Sixth is Lenny Kravitz. Then Mariah Carey.
Yeah, I would never vote for Mariah Carey.
No.
Not because I hate her. I just think of more rock than I would anything else.
Yeah, I don't see her as, yeah. Kool and the Gang, Oasis, Sinead O'Connor, Sade, Sade, how do you say her name?
Sade.
Sade?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jane's Addiction, Mary J. Blige, and A Tribe Called Quest, and then Eric B. and Rakim are the last.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they don't have very many votes at all. So what you're saying, The Tribe Called Quest and them, that they're both basically rappers, right?
Yes.
So that's not surprising, I don't guess. I don't know, Sade is kind of a weird one, too, for rock and roll, maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
At least it's not rap, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, Ozzy's about 5,000 ahead.
I figured as much.
Yeah.
I was never much of an Ozzy fan. I understand he should be in there in the Rock Hall of Fame,
yeah.
But I figured he doesn't need my vote.
No, same. Same. I get you. He definitely was a rock and roller, but yeah.
Yeah.
I could live without his songs. So I guess I wonder how his health is. Actually.
Good question. I wouldn't know.
Since they loaded up, I think, with the gene therapies, if they got the real ones anyway. All right.
Right, so.
Get back here.
I guess it's time for Mr. Broccoli.
Okay. I have got it loaded.
All right. So this one here features Liberal Person. This is called Doing What It Takes. So if you're ready, I'll go ahead and do it.
I am ready.
All right. So I'll count down. Three,
okay.
Two, one. Action.
Another day here saving kids from illegals doing some child trafficking. Some illegals shot at police in New York City. They arrested the guy that shot the cop. Then an hour later they let him out of jail with no charges. Then they try to gaslight us and say that it is all because of we are racist. In what country is it okay for someone to shoot at the police and they are not supposed to get arrested? This president is too much of a globalist to close the border. Many people say he is getting paid by the drug cartels to not do anything. Now they are trying to say it is climate change is the number one reason why they are coming in here now at about 500,000 people a month. Brandon thinks he can also blame Trump for the illegals coming here by 20,000 a day for the past 2 years. Did Brandon forget he was supposed to be the president?
Hey broccoli person, I hate you so much. You are such racist for saying that Brandon is not securing the border. The border is the most secure American border in American history. It's just that you Trump supporting racists do not want to give Brandon any credit.
In the history of America, we never had over 20,000 illegals in a day come into our country every single day. We give them all $5,000 in prepaid Visa gift cards so they can have spending money. Some people even admit to going across the border 2 to 5 times a month just to get the free money we the USA taxpayer is giving them.
That is their right to get that money. It is not their fault that they do not have a job. It is the Trump supporters' faults why they are not having jobs.
Really? Did we tell them all to come up here?
Yes, it is Trump's fault, and you Trump supporters. That is why all the illegals have on shirts that say let me in Brandon.
What about in San Diego where in just 1 week, criminals from 73 different countries were found crossing the border? That includes people on the top terror watch lists.
You know who was the biggest problems on the terror watch lists? Something duck hairs like you who believe in God have guns and do not let anyone have abortions after the babies are born. You MAGA Republicans are too extreme.
This I want to hear. So people that believe in God and do not kill people or commit any crimes, are bigger terror threats than people on terror watch lists and actually do kill people?
Yes, because your rhetoric causes more suicides than anyone else. Every 45 seconds, a trans person across the world commits suicide because they are depressed over having people that support Trump in our population. I am a trans vegan that hate MAGA extreme Republicans and supports the current thing.
If you are depressed because people do not think exactly like you, that is completely your choice. Liberals like yourself need to learn how to stop playing the victim card whenever the opportunity comes up. You look like LeBron James when he flops when someone brushes by him trying to pick up some free throw shots.
You are only saying that because you speak English and are too cisgendered. Only fools do not vote Democrat.
You don't care about policies? Because nothing Brandon is doing for our country helps Americans.
I do not care about policies. I am a communist that believes we should all eat Z-bugs and owns nothing. I hate every single thing that America stands for.
If you hate Amexes so much, then why do you still live there?
Bruh.
You are legally allowed to pack up your ish and go move to Cuba. Why are you still here? Do you need help packing your U-Haul?
That is none of your business. I can live anywhere I want. You are here ruining my lifestyle by voting Republican. Maybe you should be the one moving to Russia.
That is very laughable, considering that I never said anything bad about this country. You constantly complain about the United States and love communism. So, instead of forcing most of the population to believe and live the life you want, why don't you move to a country that loves when people stand in line for bread and is not allowed to complain about the government running your every move?
If Trump is president again, we will have a fascist president. He will not force anyone to wear scams on their face. He will not force everyone to get gene therapies. He will not let me use the ladies' restroom and will not allow us to have abortions after the baby is born. That is way too extreme and infringes on our rights.
Well, if you were born a man, you should be using the men's restroom.
Where does it say that?
It says it in big letters with a picture on the door.
Huh?
That was genderist. You need to quit being a transphobe.
The truth hurts. And I am not apologizing. You need to quit being a truthphobe.
You are just upset because we are trying to arrest Trump so he cannot cheat and win the election.
Oh wow, that is what you call it? Okay, then maybe you are right. How about we go to paper ballots and a cut-off time so no secret voters or ballot dumps at 3 in the morning happen? Because in the 2020 election, remember that every single game for votes was for the Democrat Party? Like the fake plumbing leak in Georgia? Or the Michigan Democrat Party kicking out Republican ballot counters from counting votes?
That was fair and square. Otherwise they would have counted Republican votes and Trump would win.
Or the postal worker that was caught crossing state lines with many thousands of mailed ballots all printed off with no postal stamp date and were not folded. They were just all printed and copied like from a Xerox printer. No other election question they voted for. Just Brandon.
I will do whatever it takes to make sure Brandon gets elected again. It is too extreme that Trump will not let me show my junk to the children. I need to read books like Debbie Does Dallas to the 5-year-olds. We also need to free Palestine so we can read these books to the poor Islamic people that are not allowed to be gay or trans. Gay people over there get killed. That is why Brandon needs to support them.
Hey everyone. Please do not fall for what these globalists are trying to do to kill off America. They want a one-world government. That is why they are bringing in millions of illegals into the United States at any cost. We need to reject this and bring back the America we know and love. Do not let them shut down America and force you to get a microchip to get your monthly food stipend and universal basic income. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to be informed about. Check out the other shows on freedomizerradio.com also. Just look for the schedule.
Gag. I would never listen to Proof Negative. He does not believe in the right that we have a right to sleep on the sidewalk on crap on the street. That is too extreme. It should be illegal to share any news that the real news stations on TV do not give us.
All right, so that was an episode, of course.
Good show.
All right. So, you have anything else you want to go over tonight?
That's what I was just trying to check here. I didn't get all of it written down. I just have been going over things. We already talked about the new gene therapies. What else in the shooting? Oh my God. I'm still in such a mess trying to get organized after getting out of my store. It's driving me crazy. Made headway, but still so much to do. So much to do. I know what I was going to look up. Supposedly, they've been having some travel advisories for the Bahamas. And I wasn't sure why. But it was
update with additional water safety information. Interesting. Exercise increased caution in the Bahamas due to crime. Does the majority of crime is occurring? Do what?
Where is there not crime?
It's true. Saying the majority of it is in New Providence, Nassau, and Grand Bahama, Freeport. You know, the one time when I was in the Bahamas, we're there at a Club Med, and I know that this was years ago. Oh, my gosh. This was 20-plus years ago. So it's been a long time. But I know when we were there, basically the locals, the locals would get upset with the tourists because basically, like the nightclubs and stuff, in the evenings, they didn't want the locals in there. They would, like, ban the locals and only let the tourists come. So it created a little bit of a, you know, riff with them, and it did cause some issues. But I didn't know it was this bad. Good grief. Says where gang-on-gang violence has resulted in high homicide. Goodness. Okay, well, you know, and Nassau is where Atlantis is, the big hotel. But so I guess maybe people need to watch traveling to the Bahamas right now. Interesting. I had heard that, and I wasn't, I have to be honest, though, I don't, when I book people for travel, that's not generally one of the areas that they want to go to. I mean, the Bahama Islands obviously are beautiful, but they're just not a, doesn't seem to be a popular, like, destination, unless it's just a cruise going through there. So, oh, I did see where they, did you see where they were limit, they're wanting to limit air travel?
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, it's like, wow. It's okay for them to just go do whatever they want, but of course we have to limit ours. So, you sent, what was it? I know you sent something a while ago that I opened, but, or maybe I saw it on, it was something on the Gateway Pundit, I think, that you posted. I'm trying to remember what it was. You know what it would have been?
Was it the bill earlier? No, we talked about that briefly, about how they are trying to rewrite that Ukraine bill that failed the first time.
Yeah, let me see. Let me go to your, I'm trying to remember, because, or maybe that was you that brought up. Yeah,
yeah,
that's what I thought was on yours, about the air travel. That's crazy. Oh, and the other thing that I guess somebody posted to you about the China created the world's first AI child named Tong Tong. And then the guy said, something in me says, wrong, wrong. I thought that was funny. That's pretty cute. Pretty cute. But anyway, let me get back up here.
I can't say anyway anymore because that's what Brandon says.
I'll have to remember that.
So were you here with me when, I don't remember if it was you last week or if it was someone else, but I discussed how, and this was before this bill came out for Hawaii. I said that it doesn't matter what happens in Hawaii. those people would rather go straight communist than to vote Trump, and it doesn't matter what happens to them. And then a couple days later, it comes out where Hawaii passes bill to remove Trump from their ballot for the alleged insurrection that he was never charged with.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. These, you know, that is the true definition of idiocy. I mean, excuse me, people. Who's your president when this happened to you? And how did he handle it? I mean, seriously.
They don't care. Do you think they care?
My Lord, I would have, I thought so. I mean, that's just crazy. Wow. I mean, it was pathetic. It was criminal, the way that was handled. And then when he went over there,
yeah.
It was comical. It was truly comical. So I just, I guess they're just going to try to do everything, you know, do like spend as much money and destroy as much many things or whatever that they can before they lose the election. COVID lies. What's that? Proves that modern virology is pseudoscience. Yeah, well, we know that. For sure. I do.
See what we have that I uploaded here.
Yeah, and I do have a Chief Dan George quote to read, a short one.
I'm not familiar with
you know,
that.
You don't know Chief Dan George? I know you would
no.
if you saw his picture. It's an older Native American, long gray hair. I know, I'm positive you've seen him. It's just that, yeah, I wouldn't know him probably by just the name either, but basically it's the quote is, and it's just very telling. I mean, it's so true. He says, "It is hard for me to understand a culture that not only hates and fights his brothers, but even attacks nature and abuses her. Man must love all creation or he will love none of it. Love is something you and I must have. We must have it because our spirit feeds upon it. Without love, our self-esteem weakens. Without it, our courage fails. Without love, we can no longer look out confidently at the world. Instead, we turn inwardly and begin to feed upon our own personalities, and little by little, we destroy ourselves." That is such a profound and relevant. They're profound and relevant words. And I don't know when he, this was from a while back. So I just, Native Americans just generally are so much more connected, you know, they get it because they just seem to be more conscious because they're connected to nature. But
well,
those
I was
going to
say
so
because
true.
They're more grounded than us.
Yeah,
Americans
absolutely.
Tend to be angry because we're never grounded.
Right. You get too far. I mean, it's just so easy, but people just don't want to go there. I mean, I don't know who. Was the first one to say it, but the farther we get from nature, the sicker we are, you know, the worse off we are.
That's where people find themselves. It's where people find answers, find healing, is when you turn back to nature. And like you said, and just get and just ground yourself with it. So, but it's very good. I had that hanging in my store, and so many people would come in and read it and would love it. But who knows? There's a lot of us out there that do get it. I'd like to think we were the bigger number, but unfortunately, don't believe that's true.
Let's see what we have here. So Brandon's talking about the stupid bowl yesterday, and I wanted to let's go ahead and start with this.
Okay.
You're tuning into
Black and White Sports.
Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, Black and White Sports fans, it is the day after the Super Bowl, and boy, we got a bit story to talk about, because the story actually going in to the Super Bowl was really not about the Chiefs or the 49ers. There was a lot of talk about Taylor Swift, and this Super Bowl, honestly, seems to be the most political out of any Super Bowl. Astonishing, mainly because of Taylor Swift. As you guys know, in 2020, she came out and endorsed Joe Biden. She's also dating Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce, he's a spokesperson for Pfizer, by the way. They actually call him Mr. Pfizer. Yeah. So, leading up to the Super Bowl, man, you know, especially the way the Super Bowl actually played out, the Chiefs were actually down 10-0 in the first half. And actually, honestly, guys, it should have been 17-0 if Christian McCaffrey didn't fumble inside of the, I believe that was actually inside of the Chiefs 20. He fumbled that in the first quarter. That first half, man, was dominated by the 49ers. And then we saw how the inning actually played out with Mahomes and the Chiefs actually winning. Pretty much, you know, with like a minute left in overtime. Now, if they actually didn't score during that overtime, from what I actually understand, play would have continued on until into the next quarter until the Chiefs scored. If they actually scored or turnover on downs, then the 49ers would have actually won. Now, yesterday, I put up a video about one Joe Biden, resident Biden, Beijing Biden, and his Super Bowl message really, really was weird. It was strange. He didn't do a Super Bowl interview at all. Now, Joe Biden made a post on X last night after the Super Bowl, and I'm pretty sure that Joe Biden really did not make that post. It was definitely his handlers. I'm pretty sure Joe Biden was actually asleep, because, you know, that's what Joe Biden does. He actually sleeps. The man is 81 years old. I don't truly believe this man is calling the shots whatsoever. He's not running his social media accounts. There are people behind the scenes, his handlers, that are doing it. But a post that he put out last night, or his handlers, man, this whole NFL red thing, man, it's been out there, you know, for most of this season because of Taylor Swift. And the NFL was definitely pandering to Taylor Swift. They keep putting her on TV time and time again. And then the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Now, in a way, you know, it kind of takes away from the Chiefs, because the Chiefs had already won two Super Bowls. Mahomes had won two Super Bowls before this, and he actually went to three. He lost to Tom Brady, got blown out by Tom Brady in the 2021 Super Bowl. Another story, so I digress. Is the NFL rigged? Well, this post by Biden, his handlers, definitely makes you think. So let's go ahead and talk about it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Look at this post right here from Joe Biden. This is the official government account on it. And he puts, or his handlers actually put, I should say, just like we drew it up with the Dark Brandon meme right there. So is the Biden administration colluding with the NFL? I don't think this was a smart post to actually put up here because it only leads fuel to fire of people thinking that the NFL is rigged. Now, he's getting slammed on his post right here. The NFL should not be rigged. But when you put out something like this, it's definitely going to make people think that the NFL is rigged. Now, the NFL themselves didn't do themselves any favors by putting this out on it. Look at this here. They put icon at Taylor Swift 13 and actually put up a post of Taylor Swift right there at the Super Bowl, calling her an icon, and they're getting slammed for this too. This person says, what does this have to do with the football game? This person says, devil worship, no thank you, NFL. Children, watch this. And honestly, I don't know, who is this person right there in the middle? I saw her at the Super Bowl. I have no idea who that is. Oh, Ice Spice. Never heard of her. You know, maybe I'm old. Never heard of her. Wow. This person says, F you and F her. Yeah. This is not a good look right here, guys. Not a good look. Just like we drew it up. Over here, look at this here. People on X are saying that the NFL is rigged. This person says everything in America is rigged, even the Super Bowl. Another person says, good morning to everyone who knows the NFL and Super Bowl are rigged, just like our elections are rigged. Wow. And on this post right here, this person actually puts up a poll asking if the Super Bowl is rigged. I didn't vote, so I don't even know what the vote totals are on that are. Now, this right here, I saw this right here. This post right here, I'm going to pause it because right here, look at this here. American fans discovered that the Super Bowl was rigged. If they can do this in America, imagine what they can do in Qatar. Now, right here, it shows Patrick Mahomes actually running out of bounds. And it's second down. Okay? Supposed to be second down. He didn't make the game right there. And then all of a sudden, you're going to see it changes to 1st and 10, right there. I would play the clip, but there's music in it too, as well. Right here, here's another post right here. Let's see. Oh, this was actually the game-winning touchdown right there. The Super Bowl was rigged, as usual, for the Chiefs to win, as if the Taylor Swift psyop wasn't proof enough. Watch closely as number 33 fails to make a play on a wide receiver. This is another prime example of scripted nonsense from the NFL. Yeah, he was pretty much wide open on that. And the Chiefs ended up winning the Super Bowl. So, what do you guys make of this, man? Not a smart post by Beijing Biden's handlers to put that out. Not at all. Now, here's something interesting, man. Rose actually has a video coming up on Black and White Sports 2 a little bit later. So be on the lookout for that, about the NFL being rigged for next season. Now, no team has won three straight Super Bowls, and actually the Chiefs winning, that was actually the longest drought of back-to-back Super Bowl winners. If they win back-to-back-to-back, a three-peat, that's never happened before in NFL history. So there would actually be a whole bunch of speculation. But what if Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce actually break up during the offseason? Then a whole bunch of people I'm willing to bet are going to say, yeah, the 2023-24 NFL season was rigged. Yeah, so, but that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.
Yeah, I was expecting something else on that. So anyway, let's... I want to talk about this here. So which one do we want to go to first? Says Christians revolt against $20 million liberal Jesus ad.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Time that I remember it well, just like the photo we keep on the shelf. Oh, we were young, oh, we were young.
What's up, guys? Boy, Benny. There are a lot of stupid ways to spend money. Famously, in Alaska, they built a $10 million bridge to nowhere, literally a bridge that went to nowhere, no place. It cost $5,000 to go on that little submarine that went down to see the Titanic and went... And it cost $500 for a nice ticket actually on the Titanic that didn't end well. But those aren't the stupidest uses of money ever, ladies and gentlemen. There are other stupid ways to spend money. Apparently, Christian organizations spent $20 million worth of cold hard cash for spots during the Super Bowl. Now, some of these spots were like for Mark Wahlberg's prayer app, okay? So, I mean... A Catholic prayer app, I don't see any real major problem with that, ladies and gentlemen. And Mark Wahlberg, based Catholic and lives out his faith. But one of these ads was a very controversial, some would argue blasphemous, and hearsay ad from a group called He Gets Us. This group that claims to be Christian published an ad with a bunch of still images of people kneeling down and washing the feet of other people in society. Now, in every single image, there was a oppressor versus oppressed power dynamic dictated by leftists. Now, that's not a reason enough to like dislike the ad. I think we're going to talk about the actual scriptures, actually, when it comes to our dislike of this ad. And I very vehemently dislike it, in fact. This ad is subversion of my Christian faith, but let's take it at face value. In this ad, there are people like a priest washing a gay man's feet, right? There's a anti-abortion protester washing a girl's feet that maybe just had an abortion, presuming, right? Family planning clinic. And various other like power dynamics, like here's a woman from a white picket fence neighborhood washing the feet of like a criminal alien migrant, right, that broke into our country. Here's a popular girl washing the feet of like a punk rock girl, I guess, maybe. So who is He Gets Us, and what are these ads all about? Well, He Gets Us declined to comment on the specific expenses for the adverts, but given that the going rate for a 30-second was $7 million, they could have spent close to $17 million across their two ads. That's before factoring in the cost of the actors and so forth. Not every single one was impressed with the spending. You do realize that Jesus, the one I've known all my life, would not approve of commercializing glorification Super Bowl commercials costing millions of dollars, money that could have been actually used to help those in need. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, memes were made featuring Jesus Christ. Sorry, I would feed all of you, but I have to spend $14 million on two ads during the Super Bowl. All right. There are lots of memes, actually, based on this advertisement. Okay? So first off, and here's the He Gets Us X handle. Let's go ahead and look at this advertisement that's been ratioed into oblivion, okay? Let's actually watch the ad. Here we go. So there's the cop with, like, the black guy, the popular girl with the punk rock girl, Indian with a cowboy, a woman with an abortion clinic, drug addict or something, a climate activist getting her feet washed. Notice that the only people ever getting their feet washed are the ones who are like the oppressor versus the oppressed, okay? It's really important to understand this power dynamic because the entire ad is shot through a leftist worldview where like the climate activist is getting, like the climate activist is being served. Migrant in the neighborhood. The migrant in the neighborhood against the BLM protesters versus other BLM protesters, I guess. God, I can hear this protest. A black man and a white man on a southern porch taking a bath together as they hold each other's hands? Okay. Ah, there we go. Hey. Well, so here's the thing, right? Like, again, I simply claim, and I do this often, to be a simple Christian, okay? I am not even remotely a theologian, nor do I pretend to be. I'm a simple Christian. I simply read my Bible, and not even all of the Bible. I've read the Gospels, right, for instance. And so in the Gospels, what they're talking about is the washing of the feet story with Christ, where, to summarize this, Christ washed the feet of his apostles, his closest followers, people that would become saints inside of the church, right? Peter, who said, you won't wash my feet because you are the Christ. Right? And then Christ washed their feet, washed all of the apostles' feet, and said, you call me teacher and Lord, rightly for that is who I am. Now I am your teacher and Lord. I've washed your feet, so you should also wash one another's feet. I've set an example for you, as I have done for you. Very truly, no servant is greater than his master, messenger greater than the one who sent him. So what Christ is saying here is that I have, even though I am the Lord, I have humbled myself and I've served you, and you should also be servants. All right? That is a good message. It's important to like actually look up the scriptures and read from them, right? Instead of my interpretations of them. And so why are so many Christians, a lot of them who I deeply respect and probably have far more theological knowledge than I do, like hate this ad? Well, because actually, while Christ did wash feet and didn't teach hate, Christ also didn't teach tolerance. This is really important. Like, Christ did hang out with sinners because all people are sinners. Christ went and hung out with, like, very unpopular people, prostitutes, tax collectors, but he didn't do that in order to compliment them or to embrace or affirm their sinful lifestyles. He did that to correct them. For instance, ladies and gentlemen, when the prostitute washed Christ's feet, which of course was an act of servitude in the Bible, Christ said, I don't condemn you. Go and leave your life of sin. Sin no more. Here's every translation here. In every translation, Christ says, do not sin anymore to Mary Magdalene, who was a prostitute. Do not sin, please. Go and sin no more. Do not sin any longer. From now on. From now on, sin no more. Like, that was actually the message of Christ using the words of Christ. So Christ is not about, like, Jesus Christ does not preach tolerance. What this ad, to me, seems to be projecting is that everything is permissible and that everyone's lifestyle and every choice, sinful or not, is to be not only appreciated, but to be encouraged and celebrated, no matter how nihilistic or selfish or degenerate or sinful it is. I mean, there's literally a woman at an abortion clinic, which is murder, okay? That is what it is, okay? That's the way I see it. That's the way my religion sees it. That's the way that's what Christ teaches. That's what the Ten Commandments say, way back in the old books. Okay, thou shalt not murder. Pretty high up there. This ad seems to be like saying, nope, all of this is permissible, which is actually not what Christ did when he came into contact with sinners. He said, go and sin no more. I mean, it seems pretty simple. Christ didn't teach tolerance. Christ taught salvation and to be born again. And one other important thing about Christ is that Christ really didn't like people who subverted the church. This is something also that is very scary, something that actually keeps me up at night, quite frankly. I never want to portend or to ascribe unto myself some type of knowledge beyond like what I have read in the scriptures themselves. I don't claim to be some type of great teacher. I don't claim to have some type of intrinsic wisdom. I just read the Bible as it is. Okay, so let's read the Bible as it is. When Christ was confronted with sinful activity inside of the church, using the church as like a marketplace and an animal shelter and to like make profit off of. Got to have some profit if you're going to spend $14 million on Super Bowl ads. What did Christ do? He made a whip out of cords. This is from John 2:15. He drove them from the temple courts, sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and flipped their tables. Jesus made a whip with ropes and chased them out of the temple, drove the sheep and cattle, scattered them when he was like confronted with sin against the church, with using the church for profit. This is where you get tweets like this. He gets us. Jesus making a whip. He gets us. So what it looks really seems like to me is that these are leftists that are engaging in hearsay, bastardizing the teachings of the church for their own political ends. You'll notice that along every single line, dividing line here is some type of hot-button issue for left-wing causes, softening up the Christian church and saying, nope, it's time to get on your knees and it's time to simply tolerate everything that we want to shove down your throat. And that's actually not the message of Christ, if I may be so bold as to interpret the scriptures that I've read. They hate you, says Kingsley Wilson. Candace Owens, who is a Christian, says the psychological conditioning of Christians in America continues. Too many Christians in America are weak and will defend the faiths of others without defending their own faith. To be publicly mocked and ridiculed by the media, there can be no doubt seemingly never-ending denominations have allowed this. One of the typical biblical names for the devil is ho diablos, derived from the term diablon, to throw apart. If God is the great gathering force, sin is the scattering force. What is divided will eventually be conquered, and this, ladies and gentlemen, is the attempt to conquer the faith of Christians and the attempt to conquer Christianity as it currently stands in this country, which is, again, at a weakened state. And these leftists are trying to weaken it even further. Turns out that the people behind the He Gets Us ads don't even claim to be Christians. Well, what do you know? It includes people who don't believe in Jesus, don't believe Jesus was the Son of God, but simply have a deep admiration for Jesus or curious about the Jesus story. This explains a lot. He Gets Us. He Gets Us is a diverse group of Jesus followers. Oh, that's an interesting way to say that. With a wide variety of faith journeys and lived experiences. Our work represents the input from Christians who believe that Jesus is the Son of God, as well as many others who though not Christians, share a deep admiration of the man who Jesus was and are deeply inspired by the curiosity to explore the story. Here's another thing that Jesus said. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. That one I know by heart. So this isn't going to fly, not for me to actually tell you that. You can just read that in the scriptures if you cared to. But it seems like these people in the He Gets Us, here's the actual webpage, how did the story of a man who taught and practiced unconditional love become associated with hatred and oppression of so many people? This is like leftist swill propaganda. This is agitprop. This is not, this has no place in the church. This is actually, like, reading this now for the first time, like, this is actually hearsay. Jesus Christ is not a man, and he did not practice, he did not teach unconditional love. He said, go and sin no more. He didn't say you're perfect as you are. Like, those are the words. That's the words of the Bible. And then over here, this is John 2:15. Christ made a whip and beat people and flipped tables. He made a scourge of small cords and drove them out of the temple, the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money and overthrew the tables. Well, okay. What is that supposed to mean? That's not, not unconditional love. That's Jesus actually being quite angry. I've never made a whip and whipped people before. I don't think I've ever flipped a table out of anger. That's a very angry person to have done that. And that was the Son of God. It's pretty enraging, actually. And it seems like these people are manipulating the soft hearts and minds of a weakened Christian church in order to further divide the country and usurp the actual teachings of the Bible. You should be deeply wary of it. You should also be deeply wary of people that are willing to spend this kind of cash, tens of millions. At least they spent tens of millions. They won't say how much they spent, but they at least spent tens of millions on this. I can think of some really good uses for tens of millions of dollars, like a lot of people that you could help for that. But what is the actual goal? Is the actual goal the usurping of the church and the faith itself? Based on the evidence here, yeah, actually, yes. This is actually ultimately the intended goal. And so in that capacity, maybe that money was worth it because that is what all these people care about. This is getting, like, absolutely roasted, by the way, this ad. Jesus did not tolerate sin. He did not wash the feet of the woman at the well. He reprimanded her and told her the truth. You are committing idolatry and creating a version of Christ in your own image, all for the sake of modernism. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said, woe unto him, behold, thou art made whole, sin no more. Worse things will come unto thee. Sin no more. Sin no more. Delete your account. Christians should stick to telling the truth, something Jesus did, and refusing to compromise on that. You guys are doing Satan's work in sheep's clothing. We can do the same by calling people to repentance, by excluding white people, obviously. Yeah. I hate these ads. He Gets Us. Pretty sickening to see Christianity used to promote, obviously, leftist political messaging. It cheapens and debases the spiritual significance of Jesus Christ. Blasphemy. Do not fall for satanic symbolism. That's exactly right. Who paid for your airtime? Turns out it was a left-wing billionaire that paid for this. So much like everything else in society, this is a subversion tactic. Don't be fooled. I know you won't. It's your boy, Benny. Like, share, and subscribe. Stay based and read your Bible. See ya.
Greg, and I have another one here where a Democratic senator tells the truth about needing illegals. So I want to play this.
Okay.
We got to get going.
I saw that ad he was talking about, by the way.
Cool. Yeah, we'll stay and hang around with you.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
We suck!
What's up, guys? Boy, Benny. Honesty is a very rare thing in politics. You don't see it very often. When you do see it, you got to respect it. Even if you don't like the words being said, you got to be like, you know what? you, sir, told the truth. And let me bring to your humble observation the truth that was spoken by a Democrat senator from Connecticut. The man on your screen right now is Democrat senator from Connecticut, Chris Murphy. He has kind of the attitude and swagger of a H&R Block accountant with hemorrhoids. He's not a good person, and he's definitely a bad person. But at the very least, he's an honest person in this single interview. Please, listen to what Chris Murphy, the leader of the Democrats in the Senate when it comes to negotiating immigration, has to say about the people that they care the very most about. Ladies and gentlemen, if it feels like the Democrat Party doesn't give a shit about you, Chris Murphy just confirmed it. Have a listen.
The negotiation didn't have a path to citizenship. It was entirely on their terms in order to get Ukraine funding, right?
Well, I mean, Chris, that's been a failed play for 20 years. So
right.
You are right that that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe. And it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country.
Whoa. Okay, stop. Words matter. Can I hear that back?
To deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country.
The people that we, and he's using the royal we there, he's talking about the entire Democrat Party, care about most are undocumented, criminal, illegal aliens that broke into this country, broke our laws as their first act, continue to break our laws by remaining here illegally, and the Democrat Party is viciously, ravenously attempting to make all of them citizens and give them full voting rights. And why is that? Why does the Democrat Party care the very most about criminal aliens? Well, the reason why is because data shows that there are some 30 million criminal illegals in America. And this is what all of the think tanks say. 30 million people, huh? Well, how would those people vote if you were to hand them voting rights today, if the Democrat Party was able to give them voting rights along with all of the goodies that come from the state? Welfare, Medicaid, Medicare, free health care. Well, polling shows that 9 out of 10 of them, 90%, would vote for Democrats. And so what does that do? Well, the biggest landslide for Republicans, the popular vote for presidency, was 1984, Reagan Mondale. The gap there was 17 million votes. Well, you're going to add some 30 million Democrats to the voting rolls. That means that you're going to have a Democrat supermajority forever, for the rest of time in America. It means there's no more two-party system. It means there's a single party forever in this place. And that is why Democrat, very powerful ones, like Chris Murphy, straight up say these people and giving them citizenship is our number one priority. It's a pure power play. It's grotesque. It's being rejected by the American people who have sniffed now this out and are going to hopefully pay back the Democrats for their betrayal. But I guess lucky for us, one guy spoke the truth. And also, ladies and gentlemen, a congresswoman from New York, from the Bronx, also spoke the truth, talking about how she needs criminal aliens because she'll lose her seat without them. Check this out.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York. We have a diaspora that can absorb a significant number of these migrants. And when I hear colleagues talk about, the doors of the inn being closed, no room in the inn, I'm saying, I need more people in my district, but just for redistricting purposes. And those members could clearly fit here.
So that might work out great for the few handful of Democrats who hold political office in this country. But what about the rest of us? How about Democrats in New York? Presumably 50 Cent is like a Democrat voter. A lot of people are. In his profession, at his level of fame, 50 Cent says Trump's the answer after seeing New York City give prepaid credit cards to criminal aliens. 50 Cent posted on his Instagram, where he has 20 million followers, that Trump is the answer. after noting that New York was going to hand not only free lodging, free food, and welfare checks to criminal aliens, but also prepaid credit cards. And who's paying for those credit cards? This guy right here. Come from nothing, work hard, my talent gets me places, and now his money is stolen by Democrats who wish to put them into the pockets of people that aren't even American citizens. ESPN's Stephen Smith rails against $53 million plot. Pilot program for illegals predicts Trump victory. Stephen A. Smith's having a real one. I cannot believe it. Stephen A. Smith, we got poor, starving people who were born and raised in this nation. How the hell do we come up with $53 million pilot program for illegals? This is why Trump is on the verge of being elected. What timeline do we live in? MAGA War Room, this is the official Donald Trump Twitter account, is tweeting out Stephen Smith clips because the guy goes absolutely ham on people like Chris Murphy for saying what they all believe, that illegal criminal aliens are the most important people in the country. This is America last, not America first. Stephen Smith, welcome to America first. Listen to Stephen Smith go off. Tell me if this doesn't sound like a Trump speech. Watch.
So you can pick and choose. What it came down to for me is this. I see homeless folks in the streets of New York all the time that are American citizens. I damn sure see them in California. We've got poor, impoverished, starving people who were born and raised in this nation. How in the hell do we come up with a $53 million pilot program for illegals, but folks who are here legally are born here, we don't have enough of them. Just like we could come up with billions for Ukraine, but somehow, some way, we can't fix the homeless problem. I'm down for helping Israel. I'm down for helping address the situation with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, okay? I'm down for helping the Ukrainians and fight North Russia. What about poor and desolate citizens here? How the hell do you print money for foreign countries, but you don't print that money to help eradicate folks that are starving right here in the streets of America who were born and raised here? This is what I'm talking about. And so when you have something like that, what's the one way to eradicate it? Yes, you got to have a flourishing economy. Yes, you can't have inflation. Yes, you can't be on the verge of a recession. Milk don't need to cost $7. Bread don't need to cost $5. Don't get me started with how much sugar costs. You can talk about employment all you want to. You can talk about the labor participation rate. But guess what? If you ain't making no damn money and you got to get two jobs to pay the same prices or to buy the same amount of stuff that you used to buy and the price is higher than it used to be because of inflation, then guess what? What are you really accomplishing? That's why Trump is on the verge of getting elected, reelected. Because when he was in office, there was a flourishing economy.
And it doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter what headline you read. Biden is losing the youth vote to Trump, the Hispanic vote to Trump, black and Hispanic voters deserting Democrat Party in large numbers. Donald Trump wipes out Biden's lead with Latino voters. And ladies and gentlemen, after Trump indictments, wave of support for Trump from rappers. Oh, no. All you got to do is go to any barbershop and ask what they think about Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. MSNBC did this, I guess, to their credit, and you'll hear this.
There are some people in your orbit who are either voting for Donald Trump or considering it?
For sure. A lot of my friends are obviously my age, so we're a little younger. Mm-hmm. We've only voted once, you know, for a president, and Trump is kind of all we know. And they're kind of Trump and Biden. They're like, well, we were broke with Biden. We weren't with Trump. And that's kind of the only thing that I'm hearing over and over again, over and over again, is that with Trump, we had money.
With Trump, we had money. Maybe that's why guys like Snoop Dogg went from making pseudo-assassination videos about Donald Trump to saying that he has nothing but love and respect for Trump. It's almost like something has changed. It's almost like the paradigm has changed, including the guy who endorsed Joe Biden, The Rock, complimenting, celebrating Donald Trump. How about that ovation Trump gets when he walks out to the UFC fans? The fans go big. They go big, no question, really. We're living in the timeline where The Rock is complimenting Donald Trump. I mean, it's amazing. This is what he's talking about right there. It's amazing. If you go down to the street level, ladies and gentlemen, and you ask, you will find the truth. That is precisely what Fox News did in a recent segment, finding that Latino and black voters are just absolutely turning on the Democrat Party. This is why I have a theory that it's moved to containment of Donald Trump after he wins and not stopping him from winning anymore. That's my belief. Doesn't mean we let up the gas, but it does mean that we, well, go full steam ahead.
We're here in Atlanta as well, guys, because this is the new polling coming out when it comes to black and Hispanic support. I want to talk with some folks that know it all too well. Janelle King, as well as the state representative, Stephen Saints. Stephen, as a representative and a minority, and to see Georgia being under attack, whether it was Jim Crow 2.0, removing the All-Star game, why are black and Hispanics removing themselves from the Democratic Party right now?
I appreciate that, Lawrence. I think black and Hispanic voters, just like every voter, have begun to see the tokenism the Democratic Party is using is just that. It's as valuable as the Bidenomics has made our dollar. There's nothing to it, and we've shown in Georgia, just like you mentioned, what Stacey Abrams called Jim Crow 2.0. We've raised the rate that participation in our elections have come in. So we have grown our party, and we're not going to let those detracting statements come against us.
So, Ms. King, when people think about Atlanta, they think about the modern-day Black Wall Street. You got all the businesses, the culture here. Why would the Biden administration not try to get more programs in to only accelerate that? Instead, they've been passing policies that hurt the people of Atlanta.
I know. It's been something that's happened consistently, and this is the chocolate city is what we call it, because there are a lot of business owners here, a lot of black people that are on different scales, whether it be low income or on the wealthy side of things. But that being said, I think I saw a turning point from the beginning when President Biden came into office and he had that Zoom meeting with the NAACP and he told them that I've done more for black people than you have. I think that was a turning point, right? And then you fast forward to the reneging on the student loan cancellation. And then you go even further, and now we have the trans movement and how a lot of black fathers have a lot of issues with seeing men in the bathroom with their daughters. Mm-hmm. And now we have the migrants. So it's just one thing after another. But at this point, to your point, the tokenism is now being shown. It's being seen that that's what's showing up on the Democrat side, and they're tired.
Representative, what do you think is going to happen in the next election? Because a lot of people are talking about black male support for Donald Trump. Do you see this huge shift happening?
Just like Janelle mentioned, I do think that this shift is very evident, as well as from African Americans and from Hispanic voters, one of the youngest demographics. The Gallup poll mentioned that there's a huge lead 4 years ago before Biden took office. Yep. With Hispanic males 18 to 29. That lead has disappeared. It's disappeared just like the opportunities during the Trump administration that we used to have. And I think every minority group and every voter of any background sees that those opportunities were given to us during a Trump administration and were taken away during the last 4 years.
It's all about the money. Thank y'all so much for joining me.
Have a good clip tomorrow. I guess Rand Paul is live right now talking about that bill that the Congress made, where if Trump tries to repeal any Ukraine, Taiwan, or Israel/Hamas funding, then he gets impeached.
That's crazy.
And no money in that bill was written for the border whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So what's the purpose of this bill other than let's get Trump?
I mean, that's
what they could call this bill, the let's get Trump bill.
How are these bills even constitutional? I mean,
they're
seriously?
Not. Well, if he declares that this is treasonous to fund all that, then they'd have to go to the Supreme Court and verify if it's treasonous to fund this kind of stuff.
I mean, it is. When you're not taking care of your own.
Yeah.
When you're not protecting your own, that's just the role he's supposed to be playing. Oh, it's not the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness for other countries.
And you realize they voted for this during the Super Bowl when most people were not even paying attention. They just went ahead and voted.
They always slip this stuff in. I mean, I like the bills that are like, what, hundreds of pages long, and they throw things in there, and it's like nobody's ever going to see it, you know?
I just wish I was a senator so I could add certain stuff to a bill and nobody would see it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the wiretap would be in there telling everybody it would be the law that they would have to share their junk on a Jumbotron when they speak.
Goodness. I mean, it's everything's turned around. It's so turned around. It's like wrong is right now. You know, wrong is the new right.
But Putin said it best, that he can't believe that the United States is just imploding on itself for no reason at all.
Yeah. That's true. And I don't know. I'm trying to think when it really started. I mean, because things always start before you actually see them, you know? Mm-hmm. So we can't say it seems like things started like when Trump was elected because you saw the the crazies go ballistic, you know? I mean, that still blew my mind. But it had to have started way before that.
But is there enough people that are about to leave in the Senate that could be voted out and replaced as the Republican side and not the Rhino side or the Democrat side?
Oh, I sure hope so.
You would hope so, but I don't know.
I don't either. I mean, you know, they almost need to make it to where there has to be an equal amount. Equal amount of each, always. In my opinion. I mean, I don't know, Mike. Is that not correct thinking, or wouldn't that make more sense?
An equal amount because of what?
Of like how you're saying, you know, how the House can be more controlled, like there's more, if the Republicans can have more seats sometimes than the Democrats, okay, and vice versa. So, well, I mean, I guess you can't do that, but I just think it would seem more fair if there could be equal amounts, but that can't happen because it depends on who the state elects. So, I don't know, my thinking wouldn't work. But, yeah, I know they were talking about how the Democrats are trying to, you know, put things in place to where they're always in the majority or whatever and always ruling.
Hmm.
Imagine
well, even
that.
So, when you get like whomever the I can't remember his name, Johnson, the Congress leader, and he says, "Well, the Democrats don't like it, so this isn't going to pass." Like, why do we care if they don't like
yeah.
it?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, because obviously it's been proven that, I mean, obviously with this last bill, obviously a lot of Republicans voted for it. I mean, it went through.
Mm-hmm.
So it truly seems like that a bunch of the Republicans are supporting the Democrats. I guess they're all supporting the globalists, basically.
Well, we know a lot of people have woken up, but are they woken up enough that they will not vote Democrat this time around? And I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I don't either. No, I don't think so. I think I think what's going to happen is a lot of people, if they put Biden, if they nominate Biden, I think people will not vote for him. So they will not vote democratically.
Well, they're trying to get him to the Democratic National Convention so he could do a switchover. But the way he's been talking over the last 2-3 weeks, they might not even be able to do that. They're trying to prep Kamala to take over for a few months.
Yeah, I saw that. Like that would be any better? Oh. I don't know.
No, they're really going to hide Kamala then.
Yeah. Boy, she better have some, I mean, I'd be walking in fear if I was her. I don't know. That's scary. But, I think if they have someone else running other than Biden, yeah, I think you're right. I think a lot of people will still vote for Democrats. Because it's the same thing. There are people out there that still, they don't want Biden anymore, but they sure as heck don't want Trump. So they will vote for whoever else to avoid Trump. Or maybe they just won't vote. You know, that would work too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's what people should do. You know, if you don't want, you can't just vote for someone else because you don't like the other guy. That's stupid. If that's the case, just don't freaking vote.
Well, I would be very happy if Vivek is the vice president under Trump.
Right.
And it's looking that way. It's not official yet, but it's looking like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, now, I know now why, I didn't realize this, but there was a reason that DeSantis couldn't be like couldn't run with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Did you realize that?
Because they're both from the same state?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So see, I didn't know that was the case. I mean, that's strange to me. I don't know why it would matter, but obviously it does. So, but Nikki Haley, oh, jeez. I mean, I I truly think she's a Democrat plant.
Yeah.
I mean, she does not seem like a Republican. Not at all. In my opinion, where did I go? Oh, I was going to talk about supposedly, well, I'm not going to talk about that because I'm not going to scare people, but had you ever read and been aware of, like, regarding measles? Were you aware that people and children did much better surviving it with the symptoms and everything if they had sufficient levels of vitamin A versus those who didn't?
No.
I mean, they from studies that's come out, there was a huge difference. They said vitamin A plays a crucial role in those who get measles, which makes sense because if you think about it, you know, the measles affect the eyes,
mm-hmm.
And obviously the skin, but yeah, vitamin A, and I know with basically any viruses in general, if you have sufficient vitamin A or if you feel like you're getting sick and you take high-dose vitamin A, which is always better to do high-dose like beta-carotene, natural beta-carotene, not like retinol vitamin A. It's best to do the natural forms. But there are some forms of natural vitamin A that are potent and strong that you can take, like I said, when you're coming down with the virus. But supposedly truly does make a difference. So everyone should know that.
Mm.
Have vitamin A on your shelf when you start getting sick. They say to take a good dose of it, and it can help.
Well, I'm really good with taking D, and I take vitamin K with it.
Yeah, I've been taking D, too, because mine was so low last time I went to, but it's no wonder you have to, you know, with all these chemtrails, I'm beginning to wonder if that's what's affecting making the vitamin D levels so low. So.
Well, that's why I supplement in the wintertime because you don't go out as much as you would in the summer.
Right. Right. Very true. Very true. But I can remember when my levels were so much higher when I was younger, and I think it may have more to do with, although I probably was eating meat back then as well. So I don't know. But, and I don't know that they test, you know, when you go get blood work from the doctor, I don't know that they test for vitamin A. Obviously, they do for D, but I don't think A is one of them.
I've never thought about asking for it, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I mean, I asked for B because I don't eat a lot of animal food, so I have to make sure that my B levels are staying up because that is a one that people really need to pay attention to.
Hmm.
You don't want your B going too low. Can cause some pretty scary things to happen.
I've been taking B100 lately because it was on a clearance rack, and I normally take B50, so I'm trying B100 and see what it does.
Now, is that you just, it's like a B-complex?
Yeah. I don't know the difference between a B50 and a B100.
I thought it was just different amounts.
I think C50 versus C100. Okay, yeah. So it's basically you're getting 50 milligrams versus 100 of all the B vitamins. So, and you know, B, yeah, I mean, B's fine. B's not, you know, it's a water soluble, so you don't have to worry about it. It's not going to really, it's not going to build up. So, some vitamins do that you have to watch, but because I think vitamin A can build up, and I think D can. Trying to think of what else. Like C is not. C you can obviously take a bunch of too. But it's weird how doctors will recommend the vitamin D. So the form of vitamin D that the doctors have you take in like 50,000 IUs a day, it's just crazy. All at once.
Well, for vitamin D, I take 15 sometimes.
No, 50. So they want you to take 50,000 units a week all at one time. And I just don't understand it, but it's has something to do with the type that they prescribe, because I think my doctor got mad at me last time because he was like, well, I can prescribe you. I'm like, no. No, I'll go get my own. And I like to know what I'm taking. And I don't think he liked it much, but oh well. So we'll see if it works. I mean, last time I took it, it did fine. Years ago, I would take that Now brand. I think the source was lanolin, or I think from sheepskin or something, which I don't know if that's good or not, but I know it worked because I know I had mine. I think I had mine up to close to 100. 100 either. It might have even gone over it. So I know it worked, but I've got to get it up now. I've been bad. I'm just not good at taking my supplements all the time. So, but I'm, when I get things all in a line here and when it gets a little bit warmer and fruits are more available here, I'm definitely going to do a true juice fast for a while. And fruit fast and see what happens.
Oh, I bought all kinds of oranges
detox.
This weekend.
I love oranges.
Let's
so
see.
Good.
So we
I,
have
I,
not
yeah.
just the not just the tangerines. I got blood oranges. I got the caracaras, and we got some sumo tangerines as well.
So are they in season right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, see, I never know the seasons. But yeah, no, I still say that for like when you're getting a cold and stuff, or feeling ill, I'm like, eat those oranges. I mean, if that's all you eat, just eat a ton of oranges. Because it, I think it really helps. Because it's going to hydrate you, and then you're obviously getting that huge dose of vitamin C. So I'm sure there's other fruits though you get out there that have high vitamin C too.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how many oranges I should eat in a day because I've been trying to do two.
Oh, you can eat as many as you want. It's never going to hurt you. But they aren't cheap.
Well, I don't know about that because if you eat too many, there's a lot of acid in that. So at some point, if you eat too many, it can negatively affect.
Citruses. So yes, a citrus fruit basically is acidic in its natural form, but when you consume it in the body
it becomes alkalizing to the body. So you don't have to worry about citruses being acidic within the body because they become alkaline. The body processes them, they become alkaline. They actually are one of the best ways to break up your lymphatic system. They're like astringents, they're cleaners of the lymphatic system. So like I told you, Dr. Morse lived 6 months on nothing but oranges. And his body was so healthy. He said he could cut himself and it would like heal in a day. All foods have a acid or, you know, they're on that scale, but the body, when they enter the body, some of them change. So it's interesting. There's two charts. I know Dr. Morse has them both. He has the one chart that has what the foods are before they enter the body, and then has one, you know, showing what they are after consumption. So anyway, it's... But I know there's some other things. You know, I know there's supposedly kidney stones that sometimes are increased due to something that's in, I think, citrus or oranges or something. I don't know. But in a well-functioning body, oranges really aren't going to hurt you.
See, when I'm kind of debating, do I want a fast or do I want oranges?
Oh, yeah. I mean, either way is going to be fine. I mean, you've got, obviously, you can give your body more time to rest, you know, from digestion. But fruit is always the best way to break the fast from the night before. It's just the easiest. You know, it gives the body energy. It doesn't take away the body's energy. I mean, that's an easy way to look at it, too, as far as the energy levels of food. It's like when you consume something, does your body have to, like, do a whole lot to break it down for you to absorb it? Or can your body just pretty much use it? And, you know, with fruits are very digestive friendly. You know, the body doesn't have to do hardly anything to break it down. You know, you absorb those nutrients and you use the energy real easy. To whereas like meat, you know, you got to take it in and then the body has to tear it apart in order for it to even absorb. Because it doesn't absorb proteins, it absorbs amino acids. So it has to break those proteins down into those amino acids. So that's why, you know, it takes energy from the body, which makes it more of a acidic food. So it's interesting.
Well, the thing is that I take nitric oxide in the morning.
Do you?
So I don't want to eat right after taking nitric oxide, and then I have my day job. So I usually don't eat anything until I take my lunch at like 12:30 my time.
Yeah, I just have I just have orange juice in the morning,
mm-hmm.
Fresh squeezed. That's pretty much all I do too, and then I don't eat till lunch either. So.
But if you eat though, that even on Weight Watchers, if you eat an orange, it's 0 points for Weight Watchers. But if you drink orange juice, it's like 10 or 12 points.
Oh, I don't know. I just know. I know it's, I love it. I mean, I almost feel, I mean, if I'm ever feeling a little odd, if like I haven't, if I've eaten something that I shouldn't have eaten or whatever, I'll come home and after that's settled in my stomach for an hour, whatever I've eaten, I'll make me some fresh squeezed orange juice and drink it, and it just, it like balances me out. So I don't know. I've never had any issues with like blood sugars or anything with the orange juice, and I've done it for, oh gosh, 3 or 4 years now. I just juice oranges in the morning and drink it. So.
I was doing grapefruits for a while, but I'm one of those people that get burned out of food quick.
I do like, my favorite is to take like, I usually cut a grapefruit in half. And so I'll do, you know, 4 to 5 oranges and one or a half of a grapefruit. I love the taste of the mostly oranges with a little bit of grapefruit fresh squeezed. It's just so good. So, so good. But oranges have gotten really expensive. It's the only thing, because I order them by the case, and sometimes I try to get them organic mostly, but once in a while I tell them, nope, order the conventional because I'm not paying that price. But I don't know how much you're paying for them out there, but oranges here are about $1.25 a piece.
I just got done paying, let's see, I paid 50 cents a pound for the Caracaras and 89 cents for the Bloods.
Okay.
The Sumo Tangerines were $1.99 a pound.
Okay. Yeah, so I order them by the case. And I don't know how many pounds they are. I know they're heavy. But, geez, they run anywhere from $30 to $60, depending on, you know, what, I mean, you just never know. The prices are all over the place. I know there for a while this year we had the, they were having a hard time getting good oranges because of supposedly a fungus that had affected the crops. So that made the price skyrocket. But I think they're good now. The last few batches I've gotten have been pretty tasty. That's for sure.
Well, we didn't even talk about Toby Keith.
Oh! Yeah. You know what was weird is, did you see that Facebook thing saying that Kid Rock and I forget who else was going to do a tribute to Toby Keith at the Super Bowl? Did they mean for next year? Because they weren't there.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
Yeah, they weren't there, so I don't know. I guess it was just a false meme going around. But I was looking forward to that. I was like, oh, I hope they do that. But never showed up. It was just Usher. So, but yeah. Have they said any more about, was it just, did they say cancer? Is that what?
Yeah, he had stomach cancer.
He had been
cancer, bad? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Had he been sick long? Had he had it for a long time?
That I can't remember. I don't know.
I wonder. Because I know a lot of people better realize these new
Ozempic and Mounjaro and all those other ones, they need to realize that those medicines can cause, like, stomach cancer, stomach and, you know, pancreatic, and I don't know why they think those things can be any good. I mean, they're paralyzing your freaking stomach. It's just so stupid. So stupid. I was thinking earlier about how...
We got two minutes left here, so have anything else, have fun.
Nope. I think I'm good.
Okay.
I think I am good.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
All right. So I'll close it down.
Okay.
Everyone else, please support the other shows on Freedomizer. It's not just a Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative. I am Ooh.